you can relax. Colleen and Eric have a podcast. The world is scary and we're locked in our home, but now we have big microphones. So you can relax, that's the name of our podcast.
Hello, welcome to Relax the Podcast. I'm Colleen Ballinger.
Hi, Colleen Ballinger.
Who are you?
I'm Eric. Just Eric.
You got so uncomfortable. We are doing a podcast.
Who are you? I don't know.
We are excited for this episode, guys.
So excited.
It's going to be so fun.
Yeah.
I hope people still listen. I don't know if they do, but I hope they do because this is fun.
It's our time. This is our date night where we just get to catch up because we have lots of children.
Mm-hmm. And lots of not sleeping.
Uh-huh.
As you can tell by, if you're watching, you can look at me and see how exhausted I look.
You look amazing.
I don't, but thank you.
I think you're so brave.
That is the worst thing when people say that.
You couldn't find your makeup. You were stressed about that before we started recording.
Because I look so terrifying.
And you said, I'm not going to wear it. And I said, that's so brave.
No, you didn't say that.
I know.
You said you wanted to comment on it on the podcast.
I said you look so pretty anyways.
So you had planned to say that's so brave.
But I feel like I see makeup on your face.
From leftovers from this morning.
Oh, leftover. Okay.
Yeah, leftover makeup.
So what's the process?
Of what? Makeup?
Yeah. Like how often do you have to reapply?
Well, I usually only do it once a day. And usually by this point, I don't care what I look like. But tonight I was like, oh, we're filming a podcast. I should look sort of like a human.
So a couple coats. It's like...
It would be a coat on top of a coat. But like the first coat's pretty much gone. You know, it's like
yeah,
just
crusty. I'm trying to refurbish this table outside. And it's like one coat's not going to do it. So I paint it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I wait a couple hours. And then I put on another coat. Is it like that?
No. Makeup, you're not... I mean, I don't know. I don't know anything about makeup. So I don't know... How other girls
do it,
but
I know. You're very into it. What do you mean?
Oh, I am not into makeup. I just feel like I literally have to wear it to look like a person.
You're so into makeup. You have like a whole case. You always have a case.
Like most girls and lots of boys have like a makeup bag.
Uh-huh.
That holds your makeup. It's not a case. It's a bag that holds my makeup. It's my makeup bag. And no, I'm not upset. I wish it would be my dream. To wake up in the morning and be like, not even think about it. Be like, I don't need to put on makeup. Like I just look
I don't
like
think
me.
You do. I think you look so pretty without it.
There's no, this, no.
All natural.
Not a chance. Anyway, who needs
Stop
to relax
shaving
this
your
week?
Armpits even.
Okay. I mean, I don't want to because it itches.
Uh-huh.
Does it itch you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to be itchy there.
It's weird. It's a weird thing.
Who needs to relax for you this week, love?
Well, I want to talk about a conversation we had the other night.
That's who needs to relax?
It's not for me. I feel like you would say this for me. Is that your relax? Can I steal it?
No, that wasn't my relax. I had a relax. This doesn't sound like a relax. It sounds like a conversation, which I'm happy to have.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. You want to save it for later then?
No, we can talk about it now.
Okay. So we were in the kitchen and we were talking.
I showed you a TikTok.
You showed me a TikTok where it was a girl describing how she visualizes months in her head.
Yes. Yeah, so
like
she.
A calendar of months of the year.
Right. So just for the listener, in case you don't understand, because it's kind of weird saying that at first, but like once she explained it, I was like, oh yeah, of course. So she said she sees it like January, February, March, April, May, like the months go down, like the top is January.
Right.
And then it goes vertically down to December. So since we're in January or February now, it would, that's, we're at the top of the year. Whereas she said her mom sees it horizontally, like January, February, March.
And she was surprised by this, that other people visualize it in their mind other ways.
Yeah. And so then someone else saw it like in groups of fours. And then on in the comments are people saying they see it in 3D. Some people see it circular in their minds. And I showed it to Eric because I was curious how he saw it, because it reminded me of like our days of the week conversation. Like what's the first day of the week, or like how I hear my voice in my head, like when I'm thinking thoughts or if I'm reading a book, like I'm hearing my own voice, like read the book or whatever. And Eric does not. So I was curious about how he visualized a calendar, because I see it the same way that girl on the TikTok said, where it's January on top, January, February, March, April, May, all the way down to, vertically starting on top, down to the bottom. So first of all, before we get into this, cause it might be a little heated. I don't know. I'm pretty tired. I don't know if I have enough energy to be heated, but, tell me in the comments, please, if you're watching on YouTube or if there's a place where you're listening where you can write a comment.
Apple Podcasts, you can rate and review. You can leave it there.
Tell us how you see the months of the year in your head. So when I showed this TikTok to Eric, he was like, what? That wouldn't even occur to me that there would be like, no, I see nothing.
Yeah, I don't, I've never visualized the months of the year in my head. Like I don't.
So when someone says like March to you, you don't think of where it is.
No, it's more numerical. It's more abstract numerical. It's not like blocks. It's not.
Okay. I'm going to say a month and tell me what you see immediately. Okay. July.
Four.
That's not literally not July.
I know it's not. I know.
You just feel it's July.
July is six, but I think of 4th of July. Yeah. I just think of, it's numerical. It's not.
You just think of numbers.
I don't see a visual calendar.
October.
Yeah. Halloween.
So you don't see. You don't see like where, what
word
month.
Association?
No, that's fine. But yeah, so that just blows my mind that you don't see it. Like if someone were to say the months, you wouldn't, you just would see them as numbers in the same location in your brain. Like they wouldn't like, it yeah. doesn't go one way.
The way like the months of the year function in my brain, it's not, it's more specific, I guess. It's not like, I don't visualize calendars. It's more like, yeah, like I said, it's numbers.
That didn't heat me, this part of the conversation. Right. I was like, that's so interesting. I've never heard of that someone wouldn't visualize it in some order.
I feel like it bothered you.
No, I just couldn't believe it. I was like, what? So do you see things in your brain at all? Like, do you, can you visualize?
I don't hear my own voice in my head narrating my life, like, and I don't see a calendar structurally.
But if I say like a purple cat wearing red sunglasses riding a elephant, you can see that in your mind.
But
right?
I have to try hard. I see you saying it. I see like, I understand the words.
But you see the picture
words.
Of it, like in your brain.
I have to try. I have to force myself to, okay, now I'm picturing a purple cat. Now he's wearing red sunglasses. Mm-hmm. And he's on top of an elephant.
Where is he? In the picture you drew in your head, where is he?
The jungle.
In the jungle? Okay. Mine was on the beach.
I had to think of it. I had to like invent, so just I had in that, to invent
but
a
you
scene.
You don't see it? When I said that, you didn't just see him somewhere?
No.
So you don't, I'm so confused.
Write a
anyway,
book about me, I guess.
No, it's just fascinating. So anyway, that didn't hit me though. I was just fascinated by that until I said, this explains why you think Monday is the first day of the week because
we
I'm not bringing it up again. I don't care about it anymore. Okay. Like I'm not bringing it up.
I don't want to talk about it at all.
You know, because, but in my mind, Sunday, one of the biggest reasons I'm so like, I believe it's the first is because on a,
but you are bringing
on a
it up
calendar,
again, it sounds like.
No, but just because we talked about it in this conversation, okay. I'm telling the story of the conversation. So
understand.
Sunday is the first square on a calendar in America. And so my brain, when I think of Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I see it horizontally. I don't see that vertically. I see that horizontally. I see Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So that's how I see it. So I was like, oh, maybe this is why Eric doesn't see Sunday as the first day of the week. Maybe this is aiding to that because he doesn't see it in any sort of order. So he just thinks, oh, Monday's the day everyone goes to work. And so that's when you start doing things. So instead of seeing it as a row, like you just don't see anything. So I kind of brought that up. And then he said something that was so insane. I feel like it was the craziest thing you've ever said to me, I think. He
I don't
said,
think so, because I think it's functional. I don't think
no,
it's crazy.
No, it's so insane. He said to me, well, I don't see anything. And then he said something along the lines of, I don't remember the exact quote because it was so insane.
Well,
like
my brain
tried to erase it.
I can, because you're like, you were talking about how you see it January, blah, blah, blah. And then I said, well, I don't see the year as starting with January.
Yeah, he said, well, you said something along the lines of that where it's like, I don't see
the year starting with September.
Right. And that
made you go into a fetal position on our kitchen floor.
I couldn't believe it.
Shaking back and forth, saying something's wrong with you. We need to call a doctor.
This is not real. How
Why
on
not?
This earth could you possibly believe that September is the first month of the year?
This is how I feel.
This is narcissistic behavior.
It is.
It is your birthday
I understand
month,
that
so
my
birthday
is.
That is the first month of the
I
year?
I don't see it as narcissistic. It's the first month of school.
Where? Some places.
What do you mean?
Wait, what are you talking about?
September is the first month of like when you start in kindergarten through elementary, through junior high.
Some places
through
it
high
starts
school.
Other months.
What?
Yeah, sometimes it starts in August.
I mean, but if it's starting in August, it's starting August 28th. It's not like.
That's still August. It's not suddenly September because it's late in August.
So I've always thought of the year starting in September and then it ends like in the summer. And then here we go, a
so
new year.
So you just make it up in your head. You're like,
no,
I know
that. It's functional. The school year started then
but,
and that's what always happened.
But January is the first month of the year. You cannot argue this.
But January is in the middle of the year
you
is what I'm saying.
You can't argue that January is not the first month of the year. Like
it's
you
not.
Literally can't say, that's
January
not an argument.
Is literally the middle of the year.
That is You are
and
so.
And Christmas happens in the middle of the year.
You're insane.
Because the year starts in September. And then in the middle, there's kind of towards the beginning, middle, there's Christmas and everything. And then spring.
So you do see a middle.
Summer is the end of the year, and then we start again in the fall.
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Why because is it
not,
crazy?
Because it's not an opinion. It's not, you can't be like, what difference of opinion?
It makes sense for me personally because my birthday is in September.
But you cannot say, oh, this is just a difference of opinion, like days of the week, even though there is historical proof that Sunday is the first day of the week. But you
we're
can't
not talking
say, you
about
can't,
that.
We're not talking about that. This, it literally is true that January is the first month of the year.
Of a calendar year, yes.
So just of Eric's year. Yeah. So it's in September.
Yeah. Just the way I think of how like structurally how a year works. Cause we're talking about how we visualize calendars. And I was like, oh, well, that doesn't really matter to me because how I visualize a year or I experience a year is it starts in September, which maybe you could say for November, but that'd be
no,
weird.
No, I would never say that.
Because like that would be completely narcissistic because that's just because your birthday's there.
But there's nothing in September. Like it doesn't even have a holiday.
September 1st is like literally when school would start every year. And then you would go
sometimes
through the school year.
In August,
then you'd
though.
Have summer and then you'd start a whole nother school year and it'd be September again.
But
and
why does life revolve around school? You haven't been in school in a very long time.
Because it was how I came into being a human. It was how I learned anything. I don't know. It's because it was like, because it was structural.
This makes no sense.
And I now mean, it is also because like there is summertime.
It's just
summertime.
So weird to me that you're just like, decide this. Like, it's not even like it's.
Oh, it's not. It doesn't really work now in my life now.
But you still believe this to be true.
Especially because like there's not as many seasons. They're not as, you know, explicit. What's wrong? What's I'm wrong just, with this? Why did this make you so upset? No,
it's not that it made me upset. It's unbelievable. It's
why?
Unbelievable.
I just explained it. Believe
that someone
it.
Can say the sky is blue and you go, actually, I see it as purple just because that's how I see it because I like that color. So I'm going to say it's purple.
I
it's
understand kind of, what like you're the saying same that there's exact like thing New Year's and they drop the ball and it's in January and then we say now it's a different number. Now it's 2023. But like I'm
but
just saying
like the first month of the year.
It's always seemed
one,
kind
first.
Of like meh to me because like my year already started in September. My new year.
Yeah, that's so insane.
Well, I'm not saying it's, I don't think it's
Do you
insane.
See how it's like you literally just making it up though? Like it's like.
But I'm not making it up. I'm telling you my truth.
But I could say to you, well, in December, for me, December is the first month of the year because that's the best month because it's Christmas time. So that's my first month of the year.
And I would support that.
No, you would not. You just said it would be crazy if I said November was the first month of the year.
Well, because like. I get December because like Christmas is kind of like it's, you know, there's like the holidays, we all get time off. So there's like a marker there. So it's like a reset. And for me, September was always a reset because it was
but
like
January
a new school
that too.
Year.
You have the break of January of like Christmas and whatever holidays. And then January is like the literally the first, like you can Google it, Lovey.
Uh-huh.
First month of the year. It will say January.
No, I understand it's like one.
No, but it's like actually true. Like it will actually
says who?
Say, says
because like
everyone says science.
Cause like Mayans back, you know, in their temple and a sundial. I don't understand. Like, why are we still doing this?
Because
it just
it's
is
like,
what it is.
No, but you're saying it's not what it is. You're saying the opposite. You're saying the opposite of it is what it is. Cause it is what it is. Is it's January is the first month of the year. That is what it is. You can't say it is what it is, but then
you're picking
say it's opposite.
You're picking
it
language and I'm
is.
Talking about like heart.
Okay.
Like I'm talking about my heart and well, my human experience.
Your heart and is I my fart and we're going to say thanks to our first sponsor because you're crazy. But if any of you guys out there think the same way as Eric.
Oh, no one will.
Some
maybe some
people
Libras.
Will agree with you. They
if
always do.
Fellow Libras maybe will. Okay. Will understand what I'm talking about because there's.
Is it a Libra thing?
Maybe.
Alrighty, everyone. Listen, I wasn't trying to harp on Eric there. I love you. I just think it's just so wild to just. Say something is fact when it is not fact.
I wasn't saying, I'm not saying it's a fact. I'm not arguing with like
so
how.
So you can say that January is the first month of the year, right? You can admit that, but then also
in
say
relation it, to the calendar that we all like go by
facts.
And accept. And it's like, we write the number one. Sure.
And it's like a fact.
What do you mean by fact?
Like it's a literal fact that January
it's
is
not-
the first month. So if you can admit that, then I can respect that you feel like September
I'm trying
is the
to think
month.
Of like a metaphor for this, but like
I get that you feel it's the first month. I understand that.
It just works that way. It works that way. But just as society, we're all like, we're just going to call this one the first one because we have just been doing that for a long time. But it doesn't make sense.
So you're just going to change it?
It's in the middle of the year. Like, we're just like, it's the middle of the year. It's cold. We're doing Christmas. We'll just call it New Year's too. They're so close together.
Crazy.
Why are they so close together? They're days apart. Put New Year in September. September 1st is the new New Year's Day.
It's literally like driving on the freeway and being like, you know, I know everyone in America is driving on the right side of the road, but I would feel better driving on the left.
See, not a good metaphor. See, I was thinking a metaphor is not a good one.
How is it not?
It's not going to harm anybody. It doesn't hurt anyone. And it actually makes sense.
I just think if you can admit that January is the first month of the year, factually, then I can then I can respect that you feel like September is the first month of the year.
It's on a calendar. Yeah. Like it's the first month of the year. Yeah.
See, like I know that, cookies are not good for me and my health, but I feel like it is because I like them. I just like feel like it's good for me because they taste good.
Not a good metaphor.
It's healthy for me. Yes. It's the same thing.
What's something like that? Like you do that, you know, you don't need, but you just do it because everybody does it.
Wait, what? Wait, say that again. What's something I need? Wait, what?
That you don't need, but you just do
something
it because everybody else does it.
That I don't need, but yeah. I just do it because
everybody else does it and has been doing it for a long time. Like wear pants.
Yeah. So I couldn't just suddenly one day be like, I just feel like, no, that's not the same. That's not the same. It's not the same. It's not a fact anywhere that people have to wear pants. It's a fact that January is the first month of the year.
For what?
What do you mean for what?
What's starting in January? Other than like the year.
The year.
I'm doing real hard quote fingers here. What starts in January other than the year? What's happening? What like big?
The year.
Is the season changing? Is that when you would start school? Is that when you would start
I did not create when
job?
The year starts. I didn't is create when the year starts, love. It's like, okay, here's one. School starts in September, right? Uh-huh. Is what you say. A lot of places it does start in August now, I believe. But anyway, it starts
late
in September.
August.
So it would be like me going like in high school, like I'm not going to go to school till December because that's when I feel like the school year should start. So that's what I'm going to consider the first.
What are you taking, like winter classes? Are these winter courses?
No, I'm just saying like everyone else is starting in September, but I'm not going to do what everyone else is doing. I'm going to go in December because that's when I feel like school starts.
But I'm not saying that.
I'm
not saying I'm not going to go to a New Year's party because I don't believe that's when New Year's is, or I'm not going to celebrate it. Like, you know, there's no school that starts in June. I don't know. Like, so I can't really relate to your metaphor here.
My metaphor is that. Yeah, exactly. Because it doesn't make any sense to say like that. I can respect and understand that you feel like it is the first month.
Yeah,
okay. That you feel like it.
But as long as
you just say like, yeah, obviously. You know, January.
I'm not
is
just
the
asking
first.
For a nod. Like, I see what you're saying there. To whereas you're like, no, debate me. This
no,
is
no,
debate
no, no, no.
club.
I don't want to debate you on anything. Because
I'm going to win.
There's no point in
Admit
debating.
That I win.
No.
Because you're wrong.
No. Well, you are wrong. But you are wrong. It's a fact. I'm not debating anything. There's nothing to debate. January is the first month of the year. There's no debate happening
right.
here.
That's what you wanted me. You just needed me to admit. And I admitted it.
Yeah, well, because I need to know that you're sane and that you don't genuinely believe that September is the first month of the year.
To me.
That's fine.
And it would make more sense.
Like for me, like November is the color brown.
Right. Insane.
See,
your mind.
But
I get it.
But it's
because
not because it's just a month. There's no color.
I would take October brown.
Orange. And like, October's orange.
Well, okay. I get it. But because pumpkins?
No, it just is. It's just orange. November is also Thursday. Like a Thursday is November
of course,
for sure.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, Thanksgiving is always on a Thursday,
it
right?
It is, correct. Yeah. But also just Thursdays
Why
feel
is
like
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving
always on a Thursday?
It's the third Thursday of the month. I don't know. It just is. But anyway, but I to me, it's like that. It's like saying like, oh, you know, Wednesday is...
A TV show.
It is, actually.
Uh-huh.
But it's the same to me as that. It's like, it's just like a feeling you have. It's not a fact. And you're stating it as like, no,
and I'm
it
just
is.
Like, oh, that's cool. Yeah, live with that. That's cool that you feel that. I would never be like, you're wrong.
No.
And you need to tell me that I'm right.
No. I'm fine with you feeling like that. It's the fact that you're saying it is.
You got in fetal position on the kitchen floor.
Because you said September is the first of the month.
We need to call it doctor for you.
Because you said September's the first month of the year. You didn't say,
to me it is.
I feel like it is. You said that it is.
I feel like it is. How about that? Are you satisfied?
Fine, yeah.
Are you satisfied?
Well, it was just, whenever I say January is the first month of the year, you're like, to who? For what? And that's the crazy part. That's what was crazy to me. I was like, no, because it literally is a fact that it is.
It doesn't make sense to me that we would do it in January.
But you know that it is in January.
It's like, think about people like my brother who edits this podcast, like his birthday is a few days after Christmas. So people whose birthdays are very close to Christmas, they're not happy, you know?
They're not happy?
It's a bit of a bummer. It's so close. So why have New Year's so close to Christmas? It's too close. Thanksgiving, month later, Christmas, now 4 days later, 5 days later, New Year's, move it to September 1st.
Okay.
Vote for me. I'll get rid of daylight savings. We'll do that.
We do need to get rid of daylight savings.
And the calendar will be money. It'll be all good.
Well, I can.
I think.
I'm totally fine with you feeling that way. But you're right.
Of course, like obviously January is the first month of the year.
Right. It's not that I'm right. It's just that is what's right.
I think you needed to hear that.
No, I don't think that I'm right. I think that any month could have been the first month of the year. I don't really care about that. I see what you're saying that like.
Any month?
I'm saying that like, it doesn't matter to me. It just is what it is. January is the first month of the year. So it was like, whatever.
May? It's not that what are you going to do,
right.
May?
It's not that I'm right. It's just that like, that is right. So it's not that I need to
hear
that
I'm
right.
Yeah, I was never arguing with like how it structurally is in society. It just came up to, it's not how I feel like
I wonder
the same way I feel like the week starts with Monday, I feel the year starts with September.
I feel like this really explains it to me.
You.
No, I feel like it helps me to understand why you think Monday's the first day of the week. Because the fact that you don't seek the calendar months like visually in an order, like top to bottom, left to right, in a circle or whatever, like a clock or whatever.
Not at all.
You don't see any of that.
No.
That makes more sense to me because for me, for the week.
It blows my mind that people do. When you showed me that TikTok, mm-hmm. how this conversation started, I was like, I can't believe that people visualize a calendar from top to bottom or left to right or circular. That's even the weirdest.
Well, I'm just saying that it helps me to understand why you think Monday's the first day of the week, because every time I think of a week, I see it horizontally. I see it Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, like I see it in order. And so for me, that's why I could never say Monday is the first, because Sunday in my brain, I can see it as the first.
I just feel it in my heart. I don't see anything.
You just go off of feelings, not facts.
Is this bringing us closer?
No, I'm just kidding. I do think that people are probably like so annoyed though, because we've spent two entire segments talking about this. They're going to be like, they're bickering again.
Who do you think needs to relax this week?
Well, I don't know.
I thought you were going to say this.
No, I was going to say
that. Because I have something like an actual relax.
I do too.
But I'm interested in yours first because I just...
Well, we can't get into mine yet because we need to... I'm not going to say mine right before
tease
we go
it.
To the...
Just give me a little teaser.
It's you, lovey. It is you.
Really?
It's you. But it's not for that reason. It's not because you think that September is the first month. It's for a different reason. Mm. So we can get into that in a minute.
There's more.
But first, let's say thanks to our next sponsor. All right, it's time to discuss, Lovey, why you need to relax. This won't take long. We can hop into yours right after.
Okay.
Because this won't take long. Eric Stockland needs to relax, guys, because Eric and I, we've been together for a few years here, you know? And Valentine's Day is coming up, guys. All right, this is the Valentine's Day episode, technically.
Okay.
This is the first year in our relationship where Eric, and yes, I'm using your name. I'm not calling you Lovey.
I know, it's crazy. It's weird to hear.
This is the first year where Eric has not asked me to be his Valentine.
You asked me.
We always ask each other. Every year we both ask each other to be each other's Valentine.
You asked me in a card.
Mm-hmm.
I checked the box. Uh-huh. I confirmed.
Uh-huh.
Established.
No. Lovey.
I have to ask you too?
Yes.
Oh, meaning that like year. I'm yours, but you're not mine yet because I haven't asked you?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I know in normal relationships, that's how it works. Like one person asks the other like, oh, will you be my Valentine? And then they're officially Valentines.
Uh-huh.
But literally every year since we started dating, every year, I have asked you to be my Valentine.
Uh-huh.
And then you immediately ask me to be your Valentine in some cute way.
Ye have little faith.
No.
Is it Valentine's Day yet?
No, but happened? Now it's not going to count.
Do we not have three kids?
I asked you.
Is the Super Bowl not tomorrow?
I asked
all
you.
All these things are happening. Yes, you did. But I still got time is what I'm saying.
But you wouldn't have.
I wouldn't have had
you
time.
You wouldn't have asked.
Is that a threat?
No, I'm just
saying.
Did
you just threaten me?
No. What? I'm just saying you wouldn't have asked me if I hadn't brought it up. So I'm actually
not
saving you.
True.
You just said maybe it. You just said it when I said you haven't asked me. You're like, wait, you asked me. It's already done.
Go right now. Get up. Go look in the trunk of our car.
No.
Get up right now. No. In the middle of this podcast, I'll sit here. I'll podcast by myself while you look in the trunk of our car. Do you hear me?
No, I will not look in the trunk of our car.
Look in the trunk of our car.
This is the kind of how you got your Valentine.
Now.
So I asked Eric with a card. I was very proud of that card. And
it was great. There was thought.
And a box of chocolates. And
need chocolate.
Every
That's
year.
Okay.
Every year I ask him and it's always like, there's always like a check a box. Yes or no. Will you be my Valentine? Like how you would like a dumb little kid would do. And then you immediately after, like within a couple of days, do the same for me. And I've just been waiting, love. And I was like,
patience is a virtue,
do,
love.
It.
And you are
he's
virtuous.
Not do it.
Patience.
Pinchance.
Yeah. How does Marina say it?
Pinchance. Put an N in there.
And what are we always saying to our kids? Patience.
Are we?
I feel like I talk about patience a lot with them.
No, I'm just teasing. We are Valentines. But he didn't ask me. But this is the
confirmed.
First year you didn't ask me.
It's not over yet. I still have time.
We're celebrating Valentine's Day tomorrow.
How so? Tomorrow. Oh, this is the thing. You're like, for some reason, we didn't even talk about it. We didn't communicate. I just all of a sudden was in a group text where you're like inviting everyone over.
Is that not talking about
it? For Super Bowl. And I was like, oh, and I'm like literally sitting next to you. You didn't mention to me. You were just like on your phone for a while. Apparently you were creating like this elaborate, like Super Bowl party invite to like your, you know, close friends and family like around. And I was like, oh, we're having a Super Bowl party. And immediately this text thread turned into like, and let's make it also a Valentine's Day party.
Yeah.
And let's make it this and this and this. And I'm like, wait a minute. No, we're watching. No, we're grilling. We're watching. We're watching a football game.
Mm-hmm.
But now instead, it's just going to be about
Valentine's
boxes.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you're going to have some sort of Valentine's.
I love a holiday,
scavenger
guys.
Hunt, decorations, like a Valentine's white elephant game.
So are you upset?
Yeah.
That Valentine's Day is February 14th, but I'm choosing to celebrate on February 12th because I just feel like that's the best day to do it. Is that upsetting to you?
I literally almost threw up. I almost physically threw up. No, it's just like,
it's not upsetting to you?
Can we just watch a football game?
Listen, I'm doing you a favor.
In a past life, I would just watch a football game.
You're not in a past life.
I know. I'm in this life.
First of all,
and now it's,
but second of all,
it's Valentine's Day slash Super Bowl party.
I'm doing you a favor because football is, you guys aren't going to believe this. Football is not really like my family's thing. Like, you know, I have family members who enjoy football for sure. But the majority of my family is children who are not interested in football. So to have a Super Bowl party where it's mostly children who will be screaming and running around.
So don't have a Super Bowl party.
Bored out of their minds.
Don't create the little invite Photoshop thing that you did.
What are you talking about?
But don't see, I look Ballers for any, love a get together.
We do.
Any excuse to get everyone together.
Right.
Like, love a get together.
Yes.
But like, if you don't like the reason for the get together and you're just going to transform it into your own thing, like don't.
No, it's still a Super Bowl party. I'm doing you a favor because now the people who care about football will watch football, and separately in another room will be all of the children doing Valentine's Day crafts, not screaming and asking a million questions. And
yeah, right.
It's true. It's going to be so much more enjoyable for you.
Okay.
Because you're not going to have all these kids being like, what is this? Can we watch something else? Like, it's going to be like, they're going to be hanging out with me, making Valentine's.
I think last year it was
candy.
Really fun. And I remember like Flynn screaming touchdown, you know what I mean? And being really into it. Like, I feel like it was really fun last year. There was more stakes because your father was actually a fan of the team in the Super Bowl. It's kind of irrelevant now. It just is what it is. It's just a random sporting event. Mm-hmm. There's no personal investment.
I don't remember last year. I blocked that time frame.
I think
from
it's totally great. I'm actually like, I think it's any excuse to get all our family together and for the kids to have fun. Like I'm really excited about it. I just thought it was really funny in the text thread that it immediately turned from like, I'm having a Super Bowl party to like, but let's make it about
Because Valentine's Day is February 14th.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, one of my...
I don't remember them always being so close, the Super Bowl and Valentine's Day.
I don't know how Super Bowl works. I don't know what days usually that's on. But
I don't know.
All I know is that growing up, I've always loved holidays. And I loved Valentine's Day growing up because I loved making Valentines and then giving them to people in the little Valentine boxes and them giving theirs to me. It's so fun. And Wesley's really into putting things in boxes and taking them out right now and opening doors and box, like he's like obsessed. Yeah. And Flynn loves the idea of like receiving the candy and giving the candy and
he making, likes cards too.
He loves cards. And so I was like, oh, this will be a fun thing, but they're not in school yet, which is where you do these Valentine things. I was like, well, we can do it with our family. You know, that would be so fun to like have a little Valentine's exchange
cute
with our family. But if we're all getting together on the 12th, what are we supposed to get together again 2 days later?
No, because that would be insane to have a family Valentine's Day party. I don't think anyone's ever done that.
Well, they're a loss because it's going to be a lot of fun. And also I have other plans on Valentine's Day anyway. So
it's not Christmas. It's not Thanksgiving. It's Valentine's Day. You just,
yeah, it's wonderful. So fun.
You just do whatever. And then, and if you have a, want to go on a date or have a.
But it's cute for kids. Like I wanted the kids to be able to enjoy it. So yeah. I've been spending the last couple of weeks like making boxes for everyone to decorate and have a little Valentine's box.
Yeah,
like
for
mailbox,
our Super Bowl party.
Decorating station uh-huh. with stickers and yeah, glue
for
and
our
like
Super Bowl
glitter
party, yeah.
and whatever. And then also cards that they can write in. And then all of our kids have their own personal Valentine's cards that yeah. I got for them
our,
to give away.
For our Super Bowl party.
It was
yeah.
for Valentine's Day.
I know.
But we're not going to get together on Valentine's Day. So why yeah. not do it on the Super Bowl
I know,
party?
It's great. I'm just saying
it'll be fun.
Silly.
They're going to love it.
I'm sure they will.
The kids will love it.
And I'm sure I won't really care about the game anyways.
You'll care about the game.
I know.
I feel like you care more about the game than you would Valentine's Day.
I just hope it's like a good game, like a close game. You like a close football game, right?
Oh, riveting.
Like when it goes to overtime, you
know,
lose
so
your
funny.
Mind. And how do you win an overtime game in the NFL?
You know what's so funny to me, Libby? Is like, with football.
You still don't understand that even what playoffs mean. You don't understand
yes,
what
I
a
do.
Super Bowl is.
I know what the playoffs okay. are. But the football is so funny to me because it's like, oh, it's so close. And when I think of something that's like think about a movie, not that I like
close?
Movies, but like, oh, it's such a close game, you just said. Like when it gets so close.
Well, that's what makes it more exciting is if
right.
it's like you don't know who's going to win.
Right. So yeah. it's so exciting, right? It's like when you watch a movie though, or like in life, when something is exciting, it's like, oh, everything's snowballing. It's so much fun. This is, oh, it's getting crazy. What's going to happen? What's going to happen? What's going to happen? Football is like, it's so close. Now we're just going to sit and watch people walk around a field for how many minutes left in the game? 1 minute? Well, it's going to take 3 hours to do 1 minute.
I don't think you understand like sports then. Cause it's not universal. It's universal. It's not just football that can happen. And
mostly football's worse than any other sport.
Like a close game in like playoff sports, like investment or not, like there's like the tension that's there and it's a live event. You know what I mean? So it's happening live. Like, I feel like that's a hyper theatrical and
I know, but the game itself is like,
I don't know. I feel like it's extremely entertaining and exciting.
I'm so glad you feel that way.
As not a super sports guy, just like a, you know, mm-hmm. just like a basic sports guy. Like I think that's great and like can be emotional and everything and can be
yeah.
captivating, but you don't get that at all.
Well, because it's boring because like it's, I get the excitement. I love a competition. I'm very competitive.
Uh-huh.
And I love the idea of being a close game. Like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? And the, you know, like the excitement about that. And I think that's all really fun. But when it's like, okay, it's such a close one. If they make this, they're going to win the whole thing. It's going to be so crazy, whatever. But then you have to like sit and watch basically nothing for 30 minutes.
But the stakes are still there. They're just like taking the time out
you
or they have
the
to
stakes.
Do a commercial break.
It's like,
professional
I don't care anymore.
Sports.
It takes too long. Like, ugh. It's
well,
like,
that's some, you know,
they're like, okay,
a three-act play. Yeah, I
there's
feel the same way.
15 seconds left. And it's like, it goes 2 seconds and then they stop. They go 1 second, stops. 4 seconds and stops. It's like, come on.
It isn't really,
get to
it. I guess if you like compared it to like soccer, like the World Cup was a few months ago, like it's football is very like stops, like American
yeah,
football is very stop, starty, stop, starty. Whereas like,
that's what I'm talking about. The stop, starty. It kills the vibe for me.
Yeah.
So I'm all excited. I like the excitement
that.
Of it,
yeah.
but then it's like,
but baseball is kind of the same way. It's very stop, starty. I don't know.
Yeah. This is why sports are hard for me. I think also I'm not good at them, but anyway, I know it's hard for me to stop talking about sports, guys, but I really should say thanks to our next sponsor. But I could talk about sports all day.
You could, yeah.
I'm really excited for the Super Bowl.
This kind of is a sports podcast.
I'm very excited for the Super Bowl, Levy, because my favorite team's playing.
Which is?
The unicorns.
We just talked about this.
Yeah, you just said they were red and green.
You literally, before in the kitchen.
Christmas!
You,
oh my God!
You go, what are the team's colors? Red and green.
Their costumes are red and green, which means Christmas.
And you're picking your favorite team first because
based
of the color.
Based on the costumes. No, not on the color.
Based on the costumes.
On the costumes. So like, yeah. Because you,
do you know
can
they're
be,
called uniforms?
Sure, but they're costumes. Let's be real. That's a costume. But anyway, no, it's not based on the color. Unless it was purple, then I'd want purple. But sometimes you're like, oh, this team is orange or something. And then like when I see the costume, I'm like, it's white with like a stripe of orange. Like, okay. So it's like, I need to see the costume and helmet is a big deciding factor for me.
They all wear different helmets.
Yeah, no, the helmet though, like sometimes they look really cool. Like I've seen sparkly kind of helmets before, like goldy sparkly kinds.
Yeah, okay.
So like I'm into a good sparkly helmet. So if anyone has a sparkly helmet, I'm so
down. I don't think so this year.
Well, anyway, we should say thanks to our third sponsor. Do you really have my Valentine in the back of the car?
Yes.
No, it, but
in the
you
garage.
Know what? But was it for Valentine's Day or is it to ask me to be your Valentine?
It's both.
So it's all in one.
No,
so,
there's a card to ask you to be my Valentine. And then there's like stuff for, since you don't go snooping around.
I'm going to forget you even said this. Don't worry about it.
I know.
Well, I feel bad, love, because I was like calling you out. I was like, I'm going to call him out on this on the podcast.
Honestly, you should.
But you know what? It's like tit for tat because the same thing happened to...
Tit for tat.
Isn't that a phrase people use?
What does it mean?
It means like...
I've heard it before, but like, what's the origin?
I don't know. Maybe we should look that up. Tit for tat. I'm going to look that up. But I've heard people say that. That's a thing. But it's kind of... Now it's even Stevens. Because when I asked you to be my Valentine... that night you kind of were like, well, you don't care about Valentine's Day. And I was like, yes, I do. In my head, I was like, I have a card and my chocolate's for you, but I couldn't tell you.
Right.
Because
the element of surprise is very big for you.
But yeah, I wanted to surprise you. I didn't want to tell you and just be like,
I have it for you in a trunk. That's what I'm doing.
I know. I love you. Wait, tit for tat. Tit for tat. It is the infliction of an injury or insult in return for one that one has suffered.
Yeah.
But where did it come from? Like, where did that come from? It's an English saying. It developed from
English.
Tip for tap.
First tip recorded, for tap?
Tip for tap.
Why are you popping your peas like
to
that?
To let you know that it started with that. It developed from tip for tap. First recorded in 1558. It's a highly effective strategy in game theory. Okay. I mean, this doesn't sound that
boring.
Interesting, but
I'm so bored.
I know, same, honestly, but I thought that'd be a more interesting answer. Anyway, you said you had an actual relax, Lovey.
I did.
What is it?
So I've been thinking a lot about, ready for it?
Mm-hmm.
Aliens.
Okay.
I've been thinking, and we've never talked about aliens. It's never come up between me and you.
Mm-hmm.
And talking like if our belief in aliens but like recently in the news, like in the past couple of years, there was like this Pentagon report released when where they were kind of like in the middle of the pandemic, they were kind of like, yeah, there's UFOs and probably aliens. But there was so much going on that the world was just like, yeah, of course we know. You know what I mean? And we just moved on, but didn't really, I mean, maybe some people dug deeper.
Yeah. I remember when that happened. Yeah. I was shocked people cared that they said that.
Uh-huh. And then there was this balloon thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but
and
like, that wasn't a UFO.
I know it wasn't, but then they were like, oh yeah, well then we just also just shot down this thing over Alaska. And we're all like, wait, we shot, and they were like, they didn't say it was a balloon. This happened after they shot down the balloon. They were like, and we also just shot down this UFO, this unidentified flying object over Alaska. And I'm just like, oh, okay, wait. So we shot down the balloon. Now you're telling us there were balloons before, during what's his face's time. And then like, okay, great. And then, we just shot another one down the other day over in Alaska. Oh, okay. But it wasn't a balloon. It was a UFO. Oh, okay. And then today, Trudeau, Canada was like, hey, we just shot down a UFO over Canada somewhere. And like US jets helped us. And like, there's kind of this sense within me. And also like what I was reading online was like, wait, okay, what's happening here? There seems to be some sort of like, but we're just like all of a sudden just shooting down all these UFOs. And so I looked it up and there was like a study done. And in the past year alone, there's been like 330 confirmed UFO sightings from the, I guess, what, government? I don't know. And only half of those have then been like solved, saying like this was a drone or a bird, you know, what, a pelican? What kind of bird would you think?
I don't know. UFO? Don't people think that like pigeons aren't real or something?
Yeah, pigeon maybe is a UFO. Or like some, they said like weather event. But the rest are like completely unexplained. And I'm like, should we just be shooting them down? Or, well, I mean, maybe we should. I don't know. Do you believe in aliens? This is where I'm going with this.
Okay. So first of all, when they said, oh yes, UFOs are real. Like, of course UFOs exist. Everyone freaked out. You're saying like, oh, no one really cared. But like, I remember everyone freaking out about that. And I also remember me being
remember
like,
us all being too busy.
Well, I just remember being like, yeah, who cares? Like, obviously, because UFO doesn't mean aliens. UFO means unidentified flying yeah. objects. So them saying like, yeah, there's unidentified flying objects. They could be literally anything. Like, they just didn't identify them. So to me, it's not like confirmation that there's aliens.
No, but this more specifically is like fighter jet pilots following something at like 800 miles an hour in the sky. And they're looking at it and they're like, and it's going the same speed. So it's not an animal, you know what I mean? And it doesn't look like it. And like in the notes, they're like, it has no known like propulsion device that we can identify. Like nothing. It's just like a weird thing moving through the sky that it looks like somebody made it. You know what I mean? Not an animal. And these, and you hear these, you know, pilots on walkie talkies being like, we don't know what this is. And then, you know, it's mm-hmm. gone. And now we're like, oh, one's up there. And there was that balloon, so let's just shoot it down. I don't know. It just seems intense to me, and I just wondered if, of course,
here's what I think.
Right?
Like,
the universe is so big.
The universe is huge.
Yeah.
And like, I kind of like, I'm not passionate about it either way. I'm kind of like, yeah, I think there's probably definitely. I think there is most likely other life forms out there that we will never find out about.
There you hear
for
it.
Sure.
Colleen Ballinger believes in aliens. Everybody.
I don't think that aliens are like the green goblins that we've created in movies and whatever. I think it's just, I don't know what it is. I don't know what that is, but I think there's definitely some life form somewhere out that we'll never find out about.
They could look like anything. We watched this documentary called My Octopus Teacher recently. That won best documentary at the Oscars a couple of years ago. We finally got around to watching it. And we were looking at this octopus. Didn't it look so alien? Didn't it look like from another planet? Like the whole thing.
Everything under the ocean. We should watch a deep sea documentary.
I know, but I'm just saying like, not a green guy, it could look like an alien could look like, I don't know.
But here's what I have to say about it is that like, sure.
Our brains couldn't make sense of it, I feel.
Yeah. Well, here's what I have to say about it is like, yeah, sure. I think there's probably some other life form out there somewhere. UFOs to me are not interesting because I just think usually it is exactly what it is. It's not, if they're saying, yes, of course, there are alien flight machines of some sort. Like we are confident that like aliens have created something that are flying around and we're shooting them down. Then like that would intrigue me. But just saying an unidentified object, like I don't care. But here's the other thing.
That's why I'm bringing it up though.
Because
that's what's happening is they're just like, well, we'll just shoot it.
Fine.
I guess.
I don't care. What is it? It's nothing. But
stop.
But also,
what if they just want snacks?
Maybe they do. But also, I'm like kind of like, okay, these people who are firm, like UFOs are alien flying discs, are space ships, whatever. The people who see them and who believe that it's all real. How come every footage I've ever seen of a UFO that like actually kind of looks like it could be like some sort of alien spacecraft is like filmed on a potato? Like how, if there really is this many UFO sightings, how can we have not seen a single photo or video that like is convincing? It's always looks like
crap.
Because
you can't pull out your iPhone with your pop socket, like 80,000 feet in the sky, you know?
Everything is filmed on this earth. I've seen everything. You name it, I have seen it. Someone has filmed it somewhere.
It's funny, Ring cameras don't work in the outer atmosphere, love. Like, that's
whenever there's anything in the sky that's interesting, people, I've seen people, marriage proposals in the sky of people I don't know, because people pull out their phones and they film the sky.
I know, but those balloons were apparently going all over and nobody noticed them.
I saw pictures of the balloons.
The most recent one, but there was like three apparently the year before and no one even noticed, and nobody told us that did notice.
I'm just saying, these people who say like, I have seen an alien, I've met an alien,
oh, like,
or
abducted?
I saw a UFO and I saw it shoot its beams down and suck someone up. Someone would have filmed that. It's 2023. So like, that's where I'm like,
there's a movie.
I believe that aliens exist, but like, I'm just kind of like the UFO of it all. I'm kind of like, eh.
There's some movie I saw when I was a kid that like, totally scarred me. That was about alien abduction. What was it?
Signs?
It wasn't, no, alien, like they took them into the spaceship and it was so believable. Like, I just totally
alien?
Believed it was a documentary and it scarred me. No, it wasn't Signs. They weren't.
But wasn't that an alien one?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Signs was an M. Night Shyamalan movie where the cornfields and
yeah.
Joaquin Phoenix and Mel Gibson. And
you know, it's really crazy.
I think. Is it Mel Gibson?
I am very intrigued by like mysteries of the world. The UFOs, I'm kind of like, it's probably just, who knows what it is. I don't know. I've never seen these. Until I see something convincing or intriguing to me on video or photo, I'm kind of like, meh, you saw a UFO? Okay. Like, I want to see it. I want to see it to believe it.
But you want it like 4K HD, like.
No, not at all. Just like, if there's a blinking light in the sky, I don't care.
But that's, yeah. Okay.
You know, I'm just not interested. I don't think it's that interesting. But.
Yeah, it's too much.
Which just reminded me, sorry, that Flynn's new thing with me lately is if he thinks that something is fun or he's excited about something, he goes, I'm interested.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Isn't
I
that
love
interesting?
It. No, he used to do it all the time. He still does it.
Yeah.
He goes, I'm interested.
Yeah, he does.
I'm interested. Like, yeah. It's so cute. But anyway, but you know what is interesting to me?
What's that?
What I am interested in. I do think there are aliens. That is interesting to me. I hope
I think,
that we find that information or that it becomes apparent. But just like, there is a weird blue light in the sky and then it disappeared. I'm like, okay.
That's
like,
not
it's
what
not
I'm concerned with.
Me.
They were just like, it's just that like all of the sudden they were like, the denial, Area 51, denial. Then all of a sudden, like during the pandemic, they're like, yeah, of course aliens are real. There's tons of UFOs all the time.
But they didn't say, of course,
constantly.
Aliens are real. They said there are UFOs.
Yeah. And look
and
at
what
this.
Is a UFO?
It could only be something from like another planet visiting us. And like, and then they're like, now
but they didn't say that.
Now they're like, well, we're shooting down.
But they didn't say that. Did they say it's from another planet?
I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm not good at this.
I mean, I don't know the facts, but I feel like they did not say that. I think they just said there are UFOs, which just means there's an unidentified object, which could mean anything.
I'm not down any dark hole. I just am casually like, what's going on?
Yeah, I think so too. But you know what I really have been intrigued by? Like, if you think about the pyramids.
Yeah.
That's bananas.
Yeah.
Like the fact that those were built so perfectly,
so long
and
ago.
So precise, and the measurements, and like, it's like when you really
always
think
the
about
pyramids,
it,
pyramids will freak me
it
out.
It does
man.
Not make any sense.
And what's going on in that's the just the outside. What's going on inside pyramids, right?
Well, it's not just about like what it's going on inside or outside.
Well, no,
of them.
I'm just saying like there's it's not just like a pile of rocks. There's like stuff in there.
Can you go inside pyramids? I don't know anything
about
that.
Yeah, I think there's like hallways.
Well, I don't know. I feel like, but just
booby traps.
I somehow have come across so many TikToks of people talking about the history of no one knows how they were built.
Yeah, right.
And it's not like, oh, well,
they were
men
built,
just made it. It's
I saw
like, no,
that was
it literally
like,
makes no sense how they were
built.
Built
so long ago. That like the Romans,
Cleopatra is closer to
right,
the invention
kind
of
thing
an iPhone
that, like,
than
the, yeah.
to the pyramids being built.
The Romans to us as they were to the, yeah, that kind of a thing.
But yeah, I've seen a lot of that, but like it just, but also just when they talk about the pyramids, how they're built, the math that went into it and like where they are located and the distance between the bricks and like between the pyramids, it's all like perfect.
Freaking aliens, man.
It makes no,
you're gonna
sense.
Love this. I saw.
Crazy.
You're gonna love this sentence. I saw a TikTok.
I love that sentence. Give it to me. What
and
is
it?
It
was a guy that like parachuted over them and like rode his parachute down to go right, like you know, right skim the top of one. And he's wearing like a GoPro camera, so you can just, but you just get the relevance of like the height and the structure of those. Oh my god, it's crazy.
It's crazy. Yeah. There's a lot of stuff like that on this earth where you're like, that doesn't make sense. How did that happen?
Stonehenge
is crazy.
When they dug it up,
how they do
you ever
that?
See those pictures where they dug to see how deep down they go?
I have not seen that.
Yeah, because the whole thing, it's not just a head. Like, it's like a whole...
Yeah, they have to be deep in the ground to not... How do they do that?
But it's like a whole body when they dug down. Like they like excavated it. Crazy.
I want to know, but we'll never know.
Is this a conspiracy theory podcast now?
No, we haven't talked about any conspiracy theories. Oh, okay. But I think we're just talking about things that exist.
Do you want to?
Sure. I'm down for talking about conspiracy theories. But first, we're going to say thanks to our final sponsor. And then I'm going to try to make Eric cry. So,
what?
Yeah. Surprise.
Easy right now, I feel.
Really? Is it?
I'm so exhausted.
Oh, love
that. If I saw like a sad commercial,
you'd cry?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay, love, you ready to cry?
Always.
So everyone listen up. Eric loves reading books to Flynn, and Flynn is at the stage now where he went from like loving books that are like cool pictures of trucks and the alphabet and like, you know, little preschool books. Now he wants stories. He says, I want That's a storybook. Yeah. I don't want a other book. I want a storybook. He wants like the long stories.
He wants to hear me talk. Mm-hmm. He doesn't want to see pictures. He wants to like imagine it and hear
right.
it. Yeah.
So Eric read him The Giving Tree the other night, which is a classic. And he
wanted it again tonight.
He did.
Yeah.
Eric's been reading it every night for the last week.
But I hadn't read it in so long. It seemed kind of dark and like over his head maybe, like, but maybe not. I was like, maybe there's something in there that could instill something. But like, I was like, well, we'll let this go. But then now he's insisted four nights in a row. Yeah. I almost hide it and he goes and finds it. And
yeah,
he's like,
we're
reading this.
Obsessed with it. But Eric was, we were talking the other night about how like that story now reading it as an adult is like, oh, it's kind of heavy. It's kind of dark. And there's a lot of childhood stories like that where you just like loved it as a kid. And then when you read it or a movie or something you watch as an adult or whatever, you're like, oh, that had a lot of different meanings I did not catch as a child. But now it's like, oh my God. So I was telling him, oh my gosh. Yeah. Like my favorite book growing up, now I can't read it without crying. And Love You Forever, that book. And Eric was like, I've never read that. And it blew my mind that you never read this book.
It wasn't one that was in our house. Yeah.
Well, this one.
I don't know where I would have come across it later.
It's a total classic. Like I feel like most people do know of this book.
I believe you. Yeah. It just wasn't in our library.
And I think there's a bunch that you have too, that like I never really read growing up, but
sure.
I want you to read this book because this book,
do we have the rights?
So I know we own it, but I couldn't find it just now. I went and I looked in our library. Uh-huh. So I have the PDF version of it.
Okay.
Do we have the rights? No,
can we just read it?
But I don't know how this works, but we're going to read some of it.
Okay.
And it's long. So I don't even know how much of it we're actually going to read right now, but
sure.
It's not that long. It's like, it will take 5 minutes for you to read the whole thing out loud.
Okay.
So you're going to read it out
loud. That's shorter than The Giving Tree.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
So this was like my favorite book. Okay, here we go. Eric's going to read Love You Forever. And if you know this book, I'm sure you have strong feelings about it.
A mother held her new baby and very slowly rocked him back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And while she held him, she sang, I'll love you forever. I like you for always, as long as I'm living. I'm going to cry already.
Are you crying?
My baby, you'll be.
Okay. I love this. To happy birthday, first of all.
Is that
second of all. But I love
I didn't
that
realize
it was
that
so
was
cute.
Happening.
But also, your voice is you're really crying.
I'm not. No, I'm not.
But I also love.
I know where this is going.
I also love, by the way, that you have such like a good reading voice. Like I was like, I want to listen to you read
you
stories.
You should hear me with
the
Giving Tree. I am in.
Man,
I think that's why he likes
so
it.
It's so calming and soothing.
You know, if there's anything a 4-year bachelor's theater degree got me, I'm good at reading.
Yeah, very good.
Children's books. I don't know about right now, this late on this podcast, but like in cold. This is very cold.
Yeah, cold
read. I've never read this before.
Okay. We're continuing on. Here we go.
The baby grew. He grew and he grew and he grew. He grew until he was 2 years old. And he ran all around this house. He pulled all the books off the shelves. He pulled all the food out of the refrigerator and he took his mother's watch and he flushed it down the toilet. This is how I would read to Flynn. Sometimes his mother would say, this kid is driving me crazy. But at nighttime, when the 2-year-old was quiet, she opened the door to his room, crawled across the floor, looked up over his side of the bed, and if he was really asleep, she picked him up and rocked him back and forth, back and forth, while she rocked him, she sang, I love you forever. I like you for always. As long as I'm living, my baby, you'll be. The little boy grew. He grew and he grew and he grew. He grew until he was 9 years old and he never wanted to come in for dinner. Never. He never wanted to take a bath. And when grandma visited, he always said bad words. Sometimes his mother wanted to sell him to the zoo.
Oh my gosh.
But at nighttime, when he was asleep, the mother quietly opened the door to his room, crawled across the floor and looked up over his side of the bed. And if he was really asleep, she picked up that 9-year-old boy and she rocked him back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And while she rocked him, she sang, I love you.
This is getting creepy.
Forever. I like you for always. As long as I'm living,
my baby you'll be.
The boy grew. He grew and he grew and he grew. He grew until he was a teenager. Ugh.
Oh, gosh.
He had strange friends and he wore strange clothes and he listened to strange music. Sometimes his mother felt like she was in a zoo. But at nighttime,
you get the idea. She goes in the room and she sings it again, even when he's a teenager.
These pictures, man, the illustrations are
great,
top notch.
Okay, what happens next, Lovey?
Am I skipping ahead?
You skip that page. We know she sings. We get it.
The teenager grew. He grew and he grew and he grew. He grew until he was a grown-up man.
Oh gosh.
He left home and he got a house across town. If all the lights in her son's house were out, she opened his bedroom window.
That's a little much.
Crawled across the
floor. Okay, you're going to lose the tears.
I already have. I was like, just
skip
it.
Come on, just keep going.
Look at the picture.
I know, it's real bad. That page is bad.
Maybe he needs like a sleep study.
We need to ignore that page.
He didn't wake up from her crawling in his window and picking her up.
That's real
weird. Maybe he has sleep apnea and he's the one who should have the sleep study done.
I shouldn't have let you read that page. I'm sorry. That's really bad.
How far ahead am I skipping?
No, just that.
Oh my God. I'm looking at where this is going.
Okay, yeah, read it.
Well, that mother, she got older. She got older and older and older. And one day she called up her son and she said, you better come and see me because I'm very old and sick. So her son came to see her. And when he came in the door, she tried to sing the song. She sang, I love you forever. I like you for always. But she couldn't finish. Because she was too old and sick. What is this book? Your eyes are full of tears. Why is this happening? Who wrote this? This is trauma.
Keep going.
The son went to his mother. He picked her up and rocked her back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And he sang this song. I'll love you for. I can't do this anymore. This is crazy.
You don't like this book?
No, it's making me emotional. What's going to happen next?
See, read it. Let's see. Are you going to it?
As long as I'm living, my mommy, you'll be. When the son came home that night, he stood for a long time at the top of the stairs. Then he went into the room where his very new baby daughter was sleeping, and he picked her up in his arms and very slowly rocked back and forth, back and forth. And while he rocked her, he sang. Well, you know what he sang.
Yeah, we know.
Is that the end of the book?
I don't know if there's more to it. I feel like that's that the is. End
of,
you cried a little bit. I thought you'd cry more, honestly.
I'm a little bit teary. That's effed up. That's so intense.
It's similar to The Giving Tree, though, where it's like...
It's so... If I read that to Flynn...
He would love that.
I think he would, but like, he still is like... He's still young enough that he's like, wait, why is that little boy older? Like, with The Giving Tree. He's like, why is that little boy older? What do you mean? That's his daddy. He didn't... And I was having to explain the concept of like, you know, how you were a baby and now you're 4. Like, we get older. Like, you know, and daddy was a baby at one point. But then it gets to the last picture and it's like smaller when he's sitting on the stump and whatever. And he's like, he got smaller. Look at him, he's smaller now. Like, so it's not totally hitting. I mean, the seeds are planted for sure.
Yeah.
But I don't.
He doesn't understand. Eric said that when he first explained it to him.
That's just literally, I just want to call my mom right now.
I know, right? That's what I'm saying.
Like reading that just makes me like, hi mom, if you're listening, I don't know, but like, I want to call you right now. Like,
right.
It's like that. Like,
yeah, I know. But Eric said that when he read The Giving Tree to Flynn, he explained to him that Flynn was going to grow up and he was going to become, you know, a man someday. And like that, we were babies once and now we're, you know, adults and all that stuff. And he was explaining it to him. And Flynn said, I just want to stay Flynn.
You know, now I'm going to cry because I was explaining to him the concept of growing older and he goes, and he's holding his blankie and he's just like, I just always want to be Flynn. And I was like, you'll always be Flynn. So intense, man. This is crazy. Life is crazy. Having kids is crazy.
It's crazy. Yeah. But anyway, that book I loved as a kid. I thought it was like,
you liked it.
I loved it. I loved it. And then I got it when Flynn was born and I read it and I wept. I was like, oh my God, I don't remember this being a sad story. I just thought it was like, I just remember being like, oh, it's a cute story about a baby and the mommy sees the baby.
I guess it has
and
different.
Like, then the baby gets older and the mommy likes to sing the baby. And then, you know,
I can see how it'd be just reassuring as a kid, maybe if you didn't really.
But now I'm like,
thinking about
I
the
cannot.
Concept of life and death. Was there a song? Let's end on this because I know what mine is. Was there a song that your mother, like a specific song? Like,
you are my sunshine.
You are my sunshine. She would sing.
Mm-hmm. She sang it to us. And then my grandpa would always sing, oh, what a beautiful morning. So those are like the songs that make me think of like my childhood.
That's so sweet.
What about you?
My bunny lies over the ocean.
My bunny lies over the sea.
My bunny.
That's so cute.
Come bring back. Yeah. I think when I was scared or woke up from a nightmare or upset, like she would sing that and calm me down. Now you got me. No. I'm crying. Is that what you wanted?
So what I wanted per se, but I just like, I couldn't believe you hadn't read that classic book. That one page, they gotta cut that page where she goes to her adult son's room and like holds him like a baby. It's kind
of
weird.
You don't need like the specific imagery of her holding him as like an older
man. Like creeps in his window.
Yeah,
it's
a weird image when you see the illustration of that page.
It's a weird image for any situation, I think. But anyway, there you have it. I made her cry and me too. We just like our kids a lot. They make us cry kind of always.
That was sweet.
Yeah.
But thanks for doing that. That was
thanks
nice.
Thanks for listening to this episode. Happy Valentine's Day. Happy Super Bowl. And
well, it's already happened by the time you listen.
Yeah, I know, but we'll see y'all next week, y'all. Okay. See you later.
Bye.
Bye. You can relax. Colleen and Eric have a podcast. The world is scary and we're locked in our home, but now we have big microphones. So you can relax. That's the name of our podcast.